This afternoon, the U.S. Defense Department released a report detailing what it knows about, quote, unidentified aerial phenomena, more widely known as unidentified flying objects or UFOs, says the government has logged 144 such encounters. The report's a provision of a $2.3 billion omnibus spending and COVID-19 relief bill that was passed by Congress back in December. If you're hoping to find out that there are little green men among us or that people have been abducted by aliens, you're probably going to be disappointed. But there's some other stuff in there that's making people scratch their heads a little bit in search of an explanation. Nicholas Sunseff is a university distinguished professor at Texas A&M. He's also the Mitchell Heap Munnerlin Chair of Observational Astronomy in the Department of Physics and Astronomy. Nick, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for asking me.
Nick, this information literally just came out, so you and I haven't had tons of time to pore through. Your first impressions, though, based on what you've seen in this release.
My first impressions, and I haven't read it, are that the interesting cases have already been released. The videos from the Navy that people have been seeing for the last couple of months and actually years. So I think those are the ones we should focus on.
What kind of things have we seen there? I've watched some of those videos from, you know, Navy pilots, for example. Anything stand out to you as particularly interesting?
Let me put a different context, if I can.
Sure.
Is that for, you know, so long we've had fuzzy photographs, out of focus videos that are shaking from people. All the evidence for UFOs, in my opinion, have been insufficient to say that there's anything interesting going on. And so as a result, myself and most astronomers just dismiss it. Not that it's impossible, but because there's just no data. Actually, the real one piece of data that we have is what Enrico Fermi said back in the 1950s when asked about flying saucers. And he said, well, where are they? That is, where are the extraterrestrial civilizations? Because we certainly haven't heard anything. So far, everything in terms of active searching for life elsewhere in the universe, intelligent life, has been silent. The universe has been silent to us. But we now have videos, just a few of them, videos taken from with cameras that have telemetry on them. And that telemetry will allow you to measure distances, velocities, and other such things, which it gives us sort of the first insight into whether these things are real or unusual.
Now, when I look at these videos and people remark on this, it looks like, you know, oh, this thing's moving unusually fast, or it's changing directions in weird ways that we can't expect. When you look at it through the eyes of an astronomer, a profession very good at looking at things in various differences and trying to figure out relative motions and things like that, what do you think about with these videos that at first glance to the layperson like me looks pretty weird?
Well, first of all, I had to understand what those numbers were on the telemetry in those videos. And so there are places that explain that. And so once you understand the numbers, the phenomenon, while not explainable necessarily, become somewhat more common. So the famous go fast one, which is a little white dot that seems to be going very quickly over the ocean. If you believe the numbers in the telemetry, the thing is actually about 10,000 feet or so. And so the motion that you're seeing is actually not very fast. You're seeing the reflex motion called parallax of the airplane as projected onto the object in the ocean below it. So you need to get those numbers, otherwise your mind can be fooled by the optical illusion of being in an airplane that's moving very, very quickly. So what we really need in those videos is not civilians going through them and trying to figure out what's in it. We need some serious engineers to sit down neutrally and pull out all the numbers that are possible there to tell us what we know and what we don't know that are in these videos. And that's what I hope is really comes out of this report, is that the U.S. government will provide some sort of funding for some of these events. But again, you need serious engineers to look at it.
Talk a little to Nicholas Sunseff, University Distinguished Professor and Chair of Observational Astronomy at Texas A&M University, looking at this afternoon's release of U.S. images and videos of unidentified flying objects. Again, that doesn't mean aliens. It means objects that are flying and as yet unidentified. What we know, what we don't know, what we would like to know. Nicholas, I mean, just in American culture, maybe global culture, I don't know, but we like this idea, I think, of there's this unidentified thing and we leap to alien origin. There are lots of things, even if we can't identify it, that are not alien in origin. Should we be looking at those kind of explanations first?
Well, again, we'd have no evidence for intelligent civilizations anywhere in the universe. And actually, there are astronomers actively looking for them. So it's not as if we've been sitting on our hands. So far, we have no information that's a possibility. So using Occam's razor, what's the simplest explanation? It's some sort of phenomenon that we just don't understand yet. And that should be fun. That should be exciting that we have data that we can look at this and try to understand something that we haven't understood before. I think that there's always going to be a simple, normal physical explanation for what we're seeing. But it's fun to unravel the mystery. And I'm glad so many people look at these videos and get excited by them and speculate about them. But you have to separate the speculation from actually doing the number crunching and looking at the telemetry. And I hope that's what goes forward with this report.
A lot of the search that you mentioned for alien life isn't focused here on Earth, but is looking light years away. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the efforts to detect signs anyway of phenomena created by some kind of intelligent life beyond our solar system?
Well, you have to guess how they would communicate if they wanted to communicate. The first is, do you want to communicate? You know, you're not absolutely sure that who you're communicating with is friendly. But if you passively try to figure out if there's an intelligent civilization out there, you're going to be looking for signals that can't be produced naturally. So for instance, a laser beam, which has a very narrow wavelength, if it's pointed toward in our direction, would be signs of an intelligent civilization. So I know astronomers that are searching through data that they have sort of without funding, seeing if there's any weird laser-like light or some other phenomenon that they can see in their data. But then why would a civilization be communicating using laser light? Maybe it's radio waves. Radio waves don't require high energy. So right now we're broadcasting, you know, this program is broadcasting out into space, and sooner or later a large radio telescope could pick this up. So maybe we'll just pick up some sort of random signal from an intelligent civilization listening to their TV program, for instance. But we are looking for it. We have radio telescopes that are not always pointed, but there are projects on these that are looking for signals. And the one fact we have is that it's silent so far.
And briefly, Nick, we've got this new release from the federal government. What else, what other kind of information would you like to see to help flesh out what we're looking at in these videos?
Well, I would like there to be a follow-up report from some people who are civilians to look at the numbers and to tell us what we can conclude from these numbers and what we can't. And right now it's left up to speculation in the internet, which goes all over the place. I would like to see a more serious study, and I would like to see a bit of federal funding for it. It's a subject that, you know, there are a lot of crazy people out there that speculate about it, but now we have hard numbers. And so we need to apply a little bit of federal funding to do research into those numbers.
Nick, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure.
Nicholas Sunseff is a University Distinguished Professor at Texas A&M. He's chair of observational astronomy in the Department of Physics and Astronomy there. We talked to him about unidentified flying objects and the Pentagon's newly declassified report on the subject. Again, officials say no evidence of alien aircraft, and they say they don't have an explanation yet for many of the sightings on record. There is an alien civilization listening to this broadcast years from now, in the time it takes to travel. Hello. I should have thought that momentous message through a little more. I don't know. I'll get back to you on that, aliens.